He is Robin Leach. He is Jay DeMarkin. This is Car Keys.
Jay's going to start us off this week because he was at Lime Rock and wants to just discuss the successful weekend at Lime Rock.
He does. I thought he wanted to have a moment of silence for us.
Well, he did. We had a moment of silence for after you introduced me.
No, we can have a moment of silence.
And this is all getting recorded. So there we go, show listeners.
The moment of silence is for the Fiat brand, which, as we know, Fiat just decided to end production of the 500 after selling very few of them. And I guess they'll keep the Fiat, the whatever their SUV version, which is that bloated four-door 500 four-door XL or X,
it's called the 500 XL all-wheel drive.
Yeah, they're going to keep that around,
keep
even though
and they're going to keep the Mazda-built sports car version. What is it called?
For now, the Fiat 124 Spider.
Spider, correct. And they're probably not selling very many of those, considering
my contribution to
just
the show.
Take me back, but
okay. Well, Jay's going to start us off
this
week.
Car that we all wanted.
Was it Lime
there
Rock?
Was at one point Fiat.
I never wanted
just
a discuss Fiat.
The
okay.
Fancy car.
Success.
Well, Fiat did have an original Spider built in Italy.
It must have been
that. We did. We had a moment of silence.
Probably better than the current Spider.
Oh, that was that. As I said, this decades ago.
Wise, there we go. Show a more fun car.
The moment of silence is for the Fiat brand, which total car folks. Okay,
it was always the Fiat.
Production of the 500 after selling very few of them. And I guess they'll keep the Fiat, the whatever their SUV version, which is that bloated four-door 500 XL or X, whatever.
The 500 XL all-wheel drive.
They're going to keep that around, even though
those original versions of which one built our sports car.
Resident, for now, the Fiat 124 Spider.
His wife drives. And
it's so small.
They're probably not selling.
You almost could put it inside.
Just take me back about 900 years. What was the fancy Fiat car that we all wanted?
Fiat was not for Italians driving in Italian cities. And a lot of them are.
Well, Fiat did have an original Spider built in Italy.
It made for the narrow roads of Europe.
Probably better than the
new version.
Oh, as I said, this is decades ago.
Technology-wise, no, but failed miserably.
It was just in for non
the original
total
Mini
car
Cooper.
Folks.
The Mini,
okay.
I don't think
Mini
I was on the show yet,
also.
Then, but I predicted
different
that
marks
then.
Had different
and the problem with the old models were that
no, you didn't even need
documentation.
Backups.
No,
just,
you don't need documentation.
No, we looked at
the
that.
The brand is dead.
Original,
well,
as a viable profit-making center for dealers and the manufacturer,
original
of the brand
Fiat 500.
All right, so who
but those,
will no longer
those original
be
versions of which
who,
one
who are they affiliated
are,
with?
Well,
Chrysler,
Fiat Chrysler. Resident,
and
they're co-branded with
one
the Alfa Romeo brand.
His wife drives
vehicles.
It's
under
so
their own,
small.
You
under
almost
their own
could
shed
put it inside
so
that is store in
the back
in
of a
of
pickup truck.
You probably could
robust.
Drive it up a ramp
yeah,
in
yeah,
the back
yeah,
of a pickup truck.
Dealership.
Fiat's
were
not
for Italians driving in Italian cities. And
yeah,
a lot of them are about
the
two main
stable,
brands,
which
of
the,
is, you know,
for
Fiat
it's made for the narrow roads of Europe and
for the two main
new
brands
version that was brought
that
here to try to
and the two main
compete
brands
with the Mini Cooper.
Brands. Fiat
failed miserably as an alternative
and,
to the Mini Cooper.
Chrysler here in the U.S.
The original
as a brand
Cooper,
is not
the
doing
the
too. I don't think
Mini
I was on the show yet,
then, also.
But I predicted
and,
that then.
They're not doing all that great.
The other brands they have.
No, you don't even need
documentation.
Just,
no,
you,
some of them anyway.
You don't need documentation.
No, we looked at that.
The brand is dead.
And that's one of
well,
the
all right.
Fiat
as
a viable
nor is
profit
Alfa Romeo.
Making nor is Alfa Romeo and the manufacturer.
So
the
you're left with
dead.
Ram.
All right. So who
Jeep.
Will no longer be offering these?
Yeah, and Dodge Durango.
Because who are they affiliated
well,
with? Chrysler.
Fiat Chrysler.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Chrysler.
And they're co-branded with the Alfa Romeo brand of vehicles under their
for
own
now.
Shed
okay.
So, status store in many of the more
so yeah back to Lime Rock last week it was only a week ago ironically the company's
nice
name Fiat
of,
Chrysler for the two main brands
there.
Of the
made it there
you
know,
Fiat Chrysler
I think
automobile
had a good weekend well, I certainly had a great
for
weekend
the two main
great
brands
cars.
That they own
I had been
and
to
been to Dream Ride in Farmington the weekend before petering out and
I've never
Chrysler here in the U.S.
And
as a brand
you
should go
either
I mean I've never seen Jason enthusiastic so I'm just curious
and they're not doing all that great the other brands they have
well I think it was a very well meaning show and Maserati is not
children or
kids
that's one of the it gave everybody
a good experience. Norris Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, apparently
and it was a good show of Ram. I'm talking about Dream Ride. Jeep. Right. Good show of modern day cars and the excitement that there still is for unique or exclusive or interesting cars. Yes,
did I learn my words right?
Supercars,
hypercars.
So yeah, back to Lime Rock last week. It was only a week ago.
Lots
of nice cars for those of
measured than.
Listeners who made it there.
I think you had a good weekend. Well, I certainly had a great weekend. There were great cars.
Excitement, the palpable passion about cars.
I had been to Dream Ride in Farmington the weekend before.
Really? Did you ever sight by these cars?
I've never been to Dream Ride. Yeah, rubbed off on Jay.
And as I told you, you should go.
Yeah, but then I've never seen Jason
possibly
suggest that
the show is worth only in terms of whether
you talk.
Well, and so
well, I think
Lime Rock
was a very,
very different show crowd,
and it gave
and arguably an
kids.
Older crowd.
Vince
gave everybody
a good
festival,
experience.
Brought a lot of
and
it was a good show of
I'm
talking about Dream Ride into a good show of modern
new they can be
and
I think
cars and the excitement that there still is for
older cars.
But there were also very very interesting cars. Yes,
and
the great
hypercars.
You see a lot
and
of
the reason that I was
track.
Mildly
and
excited about it, just
I
hearing
just
Jay,
to see cars
is
being driven.
More measured than
the Thursday
average
parade
fan.
That ended up at the Falls Village Inn. Also saw, I don't know how many cars there were, but there were certainly
the
100 or over 100
excitement,
cars.
The palpable passion
and,
about cars.
It was just a nice event. It's nice
there
to see this type
really
of event.
Were sight by
in
these
our
cars.
Neck of the woods.
Yeah, it rubbed off on Jay, and he brought it to the show.
And looking at this,
but then it possibly suggests that the show is worth worthy of your time.
Journal, and I just
And so last week at Lime Rock was
you went
a very different
what is going
crowd,
into
and arguably an older crowd, but
because of vintage,
Historics Festival brought a lot of nice cars as well, but they are limited
ability,
into
I guess
how
probably in California, maybe Las Vegas
new they can be.
No, it's
I think
all
the
over.
Limit
is
night.
All over?
It's all over. What is interesting? It's
but
talking
if
about
got
30
years
and
older cars.
No, but it's also
but there was all there were also
very
very nice cars.
Do
you guys want
to
share with the
class?
And the great part is
yeah.
Got
you can go rent these cars. You can go rent these cars.
But first they
cars.
Fix these.
The Thursday parade
they retro,
that ended up
they
at the Falls
retro
Village Inn.
And bring
also
them back
saw,
to restored
I don't know how many cars
glory.
There were, but there were certainly 100 or over 100
then they're
cars.
Making them available for
and,
people
And it was just
like
a nice event. It's nice to see this
experience
type of
the past,
in,
so to speak.
Nostalgic for the 70s.
Nostalgic rentals.
Oh, earlier. And
or
60s or 50s. But then, if anyone recalls, going to L.A. and renting.
The Wall Street Journal and fun things to do.
You were talking just before you went on holiday.
What is going in?
The movie studios have been using these cars for years.
To
and
add
movies
to this
and
topic that we're
the interesting
talking
thing
about
is old
cars,
when you
cars
see them crash and burn. And I don't think they really crash and burn. Now
does that also bring
I
back memories of arguing and fighting with your siblings?
No, it's all
about
over. No more. It's all over. What is interesting
and
stuff.
Yeah,
they
got enough
car at that point. No, but it's also how much it costs to restore these. And
how share with the class
there was enough space. Actually,
we didn't argue about shared seats.
You can go rent these cars.
We rent these cars
in
the
front
and in the back
on dates.
Really?
They're retro.
Yeah, they're retro.
You
want to
tell us more
and bring them back to restored glory.
That's when
I hope our listeners are
laughing
making
hardly at
this show
because
I'm
laughing
right here at the broadcast
table. Which is rare.
Experience
also.
The
so what
past,
else
so to speak.
Nostalgic from
well,
the 70s.
Nostalgic rentals.
We're talking about
oh,
supercars.
Earlier.
Today we're talking about some of the supercars
then,
were there.
If anyone recalls going to L.A. and renting,
I think,
one of the most fun things to do is to go to L.A. and rent a proper,
and I'm going
to
agree with Robin.
One
is totally gas.
I've been using these cars for years in movies.
And I think we're going to have a surprise.
The interesting thing is when you see them crash and
burn.
I don't think they really
been
crash and burn.
Last
does
Wednesday
that also bring back memories
places,
of arguing and fighting
killer
with
of a car in my
no,
what?
No more
it's
different.
All electric seats and you
it's
know
gonna
not
have
no,
a 200
you're driving
mile
cars
range.
That
you weren't born
Jay
yet.
Is gonna
you're
comment
not old
on
enough
having
to know
how you buy one online
and how there was enough space.
We didn't argue about shared seats. Matter of fact,
you know
we
did
like
bench seats in the front
and in the back.
On dates, he has 3 days to
yes.
You want to tell us more?
Never been able to call back his order, which he hasn't even
called.
How
I hope our listeners are laughing hardly.
It ranges around $180,000.
I mean, most car manufacturers
take a credit card?
We're configurator supercars. So you can,
Jay was
you know,
to build your car.
For those of us who are not,
I know, for those of you guys who are coming to the market, I know this people year. Who spec out cars.
And I'm going to agree.
And
I'm going to agree with Robin.
One is
totally
gas.
What I'm trying to figure out is, after you hit submit,
gonna have a surprise,
what happens?
Well, you don't hit submit because you don't have to put any money down.
I don't know. I've never.
We haven't gotten that far. I haven't either.
That's all. I'm just going to put it on a credit card.
Killer of a car. I haven't finished with my hot car thing. The other hot car is the Corvette, the new Corvette, which apparently has got thousands of orders. How you
buy that could be the only car
dealers if you some dealers are live in my driveway already marking them up 5-10 plus who knows how much above the sticker.
Well,
he has 3 days before you add on
to call back
just
his order,
the right configuration.
No, seriously, though, how do you get
some dealers are it ranges around $180,000.
I mean, most car manufacturers are pledging not configurator online, so you can
for build your car.
For those of us who are not,
you can go to our local Ford dealer
here. I know for those of you guys who sit
and look at,
I know people who spec out cars
over sticker add additional dealer markup prices for something like the Ford Raptor pickup truck, for example.
Well, you don't hit submit because you don't have to put any money down.
I don't know. I've never.
We haven't gotten that far. I haven't either.
But that's all. Do you put it on a credit card? Do you put down a deposit?
I haven't finished with my hot car sticker for my
other hot car is the Corvette, the new Corvette, which apparently has got thousands of orders.
It's still going to be the only car.
No, he got 16 years out of it.
And already marking them up 5-10
plus
who knows how much above the sticker price.
It's the only car he ever sold.
$5,000 before you add on
just
the right configuration to get the car.
All right, but the point is that you paid and you made a profit.
The point is we're getting off industry journal.
Do you want to talk about the Corvette?
Pledging not to sign for a dollar with a sticker.
And the Chevrolet,
those will be few and far between, I'm sure. Because you can
be
go to our local Ford dealer
are the vets
here
like regular vets?
And look at
no, it's a new version now.
Mid-engine
sports car
market
price.
Sports car is the operative word.
We have discussed on this show whether or not the vintage owners or the owners of vintage cars because I don't want to.
Model range,
but I've always said to myself, I would
still be in line to buy them.
I paid sticker for my Mini Cooper back in 2003 when I ordered it. I didn't
probably
that the price I wanted to do it.
It still hurts.
No, it doesn't hurt
me at
all.
Because he got 16 years out of it. The Corvette is a sports car.
I sold it for $6,000.
It was authentic. No, no, it's
yes, the only car he ever sold.
We're not talking. Okay, so
not quite.
I thought. Okay,
but
when you
two are,
but the point is that you paid and you made a
profit.
The point is we're getting off.
I can't think of one.
Do you want to talk about the Corvette?
Porsche Taycan, Taycan, this new
Taycan
one coming out.
Obviously, we're going to be
the Chevrolet,
electric
new Chevrolet
all
Corvette
cars,
and those that, by the nature of their accelerative capability,
vets?
Are going to
no,
be.
No, it's a new version now.
Mid-engine
sports car.
Sports car is the operative word.
We have discussed on this show whether or not the
electric
vintage
owners
are the owners of the
vintage. So why do they matter?
Earlier
right.
model
I mean,
range now.
The Taycan is a.
Would still be in line to buy them.
I don't know.
And apparently
did you mention the pricing? It starts at $150.
Yeah,
well, and I priced it out. I was very reasonable. I went on the configurator.
Excuse
okay, what would
me,
be the,
I feel like Cliff on
a
Cheers.
Normal,
but what I'm trying to say is the Corvette is a sports car. So
and you can buy a nice. You can order a nice Taycan.
Yes. Version of
short answer. Porsche.
We're not talking.
Which is the turbo.
Starts at what?
Which turbo on an electric motor means nothing. Just
the
word.
Already addressed it.
So
I said the same thing.
It's $175,000. $25,000
in
option. Which is basically what you're paying on a lot of luxury cars right
obviously
now.
We're
and that's
be
not even
the electric
higher version,
of cars,
higher power
those
version
by
the
nature
of starts at $186,000
capability,
and
then
you
add on more options.
Why does it matter? Because
sports car,
we've seen Tesla
sports,
do this.
Sports car like acceleration.
I think
then
electric cars are still
versions
more
are
expensive.
Right now.
So why do they matter? Cars. So it is easier to market and sell
a
high-end car. And Porsche is the
did you mention the pricing?
Sports car brand of 50.
Volkswagen Group.
And I priced it out. I was very reasonable.
But the same platform configurator. See, okay, what would be the
Audi? The same powertrain is going to be used by Audi and probably Volkswagen.
And you can buy you can order a nice Taycan.
It's going to be a great car, and it is going to be a Tesla killer.
Which is the turbo.
I think,
starts at what,
which turbo on an electric motor would dig in
nothing,
right? Porsche's already addressed it. I think it will too.
It's $175,000.
I think this
$25,000
is going to actually do that.
Which is basically what you're paying on a lot of luxury cars right now.
And that's not even the higher version, higher powered version of the one, which starts at $186,000, and then you add on more options.
Why does it matter? Because we've seen Tesla do this. I think
because LimeRock
electric cars are still more expensive.
We usually
than
see
gas
new cars,
so it is easier to market and sell a high-end car.
Porsche is the sports car brand of the Volkswagen Group.
It's a reverse canary in the coal mine.
But the same platform is going to be used by Audi. The same powertrain is going to be
I think mainly of the Audi e-tron, which I have not seen one driving around. I've seen one driving around here, but I couldn't. But the Teslas are showing up all over the
Tesla killer. I think
there are quite a few of those rolling around here.
It's going to dig into Tesla's
Model S's.
Model S sales.
I see a lot of new ones. You can tell them because they've changed.
I think this is the first car that is going to actually do that. I was going to bring up the original
theory that so far with the electric alternatives to Tesla that are available.
But Model S's are very prevalent down in Fairfield County, around our area.
And we are usually known to be able to see, along with the Audis and BMWs and the like, and the gasoline. Variants.
But
and I have seen some new cars showing up here. Nothing is the population competing with the Tesla yet, but I think Jay's right. I think the Type many are very.
Is it? It's a reverse canary.
Versions of the Tesla.
It's a reverse canary in the coal mine. Yes. Plus, you're going to afford it. One thing, but you can usually tell.
Well, there are those that'll always buy it because they can afford it. I think mainly of the Audi e-tron, which I have not seen one driving around. I've seen one driving around here, but I couldn't. But the Teslas are showing up all over the Model 3s.
This model requires that people continue to buy
quite a few of those rolling around here.
Or are they okay no matter what?
The Model S.
In other words, if
I see a lot of new ones, you can tell them because they've changed the grill. They
comes along.
What looked like a radiator.
That competitor is the wrong word.
I don't think it's a real problem for Tesla. I think Tesla's got a lot of challenges.
They've got other
but I think the market is just going to get bigger. Okay. So their market share may be lesser over the next few years, but the market for electric cars is growing,
and
although not so much in our country as in the rest of the world, but eventually there will be
competing
boom
with the Tesla
in electric
cars. I guess
I want to know, and I don't want to go this way.
Performance
isn't car key stuff.
Versions of the Tesla.
What is car key stuff is alternative.
What
is car key stuff is consumer acceptance.
Well, there are those that will always buy it because
they
can afford it.
How do they like them, in my opinion?
But here's my question around
as opposed to talking about the theory of.
I've never met an electric car owner not like their car.
Exactly.
Whether it's a Tesla, whether it is a Hyundai. Everybody I've spoken to who has an electric car
comes along.
loves it,
and will not.
Wrong
word.
I know what's real.
I don't think it's a real problem
changes,
for Tesla. I think Tesla's
no
got a lot of challenges,
repairs,
but I think the market is just going
to
get bigger.
Okay.
So their market share
may
be lesser over the
miles
next
the,
few years,
or less,
but the market for electric cars is growing. And although not so much in our country as in the rest of the world, but eventually there will be
a big electric cars don't know that.
I guess
I
want to
know, and I don't want to go this
but
way.
But to Jay's
this
point,
car key stuff.
He is right.
What is car key stuff? What is car key stuff? Is consumer
love those Tesla cars
crazy?
And
how do they like
there are a lot of alternatives out there as opposed to talking about the theory.
I've never met an electric car owner not like their car.
Exactly.
Whether it's a Tesla, whether it is a Hyundai, whether it's a Chevy Bolt, everybody I've spoken to who has an electric car loves it and will not go back.
And you know what's great about electric cars? There are no oil changes,
probably at least
no mechanical repairs that require service. Just a minute, Jay.
She said it wasn't
a
problem.
Dealer visit every 5,000 or 7,500 miles,
right? And Tesla,
Tesla is way ahead of the charging game.
I'm going to still ask this non-car keys question.
And that's a big That's
in the same way that Prius was.
Electric cars don't know that until they don't have to take their car
in the hybrid
service.
Business. This is
but
all I want
to Jay's point,
know.
Is he is Tesla right, going especially to, on the is, Tesla front.
That what we're looking
at. A
lot
of
okay,
Tesla
so,
people.
Yes and
they
no.
Love
I think
Teslas
Prius.
Like crazy,
I was going to mention
and,
the Prius
and
because if you ask a Prius owner how they love their car, they love it too.
Ahead in the market.
And if you just step in
one,
and
I ran into an owner who actually drove one from California to Massachusetts.
What is there to love here?
And
I mean that's my
long conversation.
Yeah, but not when they originally came out.
So my point is, I'm sure there are
how long
electric
have
car owners who have
how many
a bunch
miles
of
a day she put on
legitimate
she
issues
four and five
or frustrations
that
come along with
one
like anything normal. I mean, every car has
still
its own issues. Okay,
she said it wasn't really
a
problem.
A business question.
As long as you found
the business
a supercharger
question is
as opposed
follows.
To the non-supercharger.
Right, and
everybody
Tesla,
remember
the,
how far
they
Tesla is way ahead of the charging game.
I'm going to still ask this non-car
question. It was a marketing thing.
Okay,
and that
is the similar thing with Tesla. In the
it
same
has
way
been up
Prius
to a point.
Was, that's all I'm trying to find.
It's getting diluted.
In the hybrid business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's all I wanted to know. Okay. Is Tesla.
And so, what's is there a follow up question?
The follow up question is will this
yes
Porsche
and no. I think Prius.
Is, still,
I was going to mention the Prius
more,
because if you ask a Prius
Porsche
owner
will,
how.
Porsche
it
will not
only help they love it too.
Constrained by the numbers they
can produce.
If you just
step in one and drive one.
25,000 a year, which is what their initial plan production is. Isn't going to be
that's my reaction.
But not when they originally came out.
So my point is, I'm sure there are electric car owners who have a bunch of, and it's a growing
legitimate
market.
Issues
and,
but yeah,
or
but
frustrations
never going to produce 100,000
that come along with
Taycan,
probably, like
anything, or whatever.
I mean,
other
every
models.
Car
they're all bringing
its
own issues.
Okay, so
it's going to be a wash in electric models by 2025.
The business question,
more so than gasoline, probably. But
does
to the Prius point,
how far ahead Prius
I have a friend who
sense.
Had an old one
you
for
said
15 years.
Prius.
No battery
yeah,
problem. Loved
okay.
that car.
Is the
she
similar
was
thing with
45
Tesla?
To 50. It has been up to a point.
That's all I'm trying to find.
Getting diluted here. She says she's getting 61
yes.
miles a gallon.
Okay.
Now, that's not a lot.
And so what's
range,
is there a follow-up question?
The follow-up question is will this Porsche dilute or are they still
you can go
is that more that they're just now going to be
Porsche will not dilute because they're constrained by the numbers they can produce a year. 25,000 a year, which is what their initial planned production is, isn't going to dilute Tesla 500,000 vehicles a year or anybody else
or
that's going to mass produce
a whole new world.
Because
it's a whole new
Porsche will remain exclusive.
You save a lot of money
at
the time.
You
and it's a growing market.
And but yeah, but Porsche is never going to produce 100,000 a year of the Taycan probably or whatever other models. They're all bringing
more
on, except I will say something about bicycle
markers.
I've recently bought more so than gas for my bicycle because I was
to the Prius point,
I do have a,
I have a friend
who had an
old
one
vacation.
For 15 years,
but
no battery problem,
strobe
loved
light,
that car.
White.
She was getting 45 to 50
a,
miles a gallon.
The brightest
she bought a
red strobe for the rear
that I could find.
She says
a lot
that's
of people have
safety tip.
Have
now that's
a
not
very dim
range,
rear blinking lights.
It's a
hybrid.
Don't show up well in daylight.
They might show
well
up at night, but they don't show up very well in daylight.
And
I must say, you know, and I actually bought a new helmet.
Way,
and the helmet itself has a blinking rear light on the back of it.
Going
so I urge
you look like an emergency vehicle now.
You look like an emergency vehicle.
And how have the cars been?
If they see me before I see them,
how have the cars been in the world?
It's a whole
how the cars treating
you?
You save a lot of money.
How have the cars been treating you?
Think about it. Well, you do. They go around
and
me.
Do you want to do
when they can? And I my vacation place is
any more on.
Except I will say something about bicycle markers
with lots of shadows.
I've recently
from
bought
trees and all that
blinkers for my
and
bicycle.
You really don't
I
see them.
I
have a bicycle blinking.
I do have a bicycle, and I've been using it when I was on vacation.
The blinking, the strobe light, the front ones are really
strobe light, which is bright.
It's
and
the
I
rear
bought
ones
a,
that I want to be.
The
I want
brightest
to be seen
red
the
strobe for the rear
me,
that
so
I could. They don't
good
blind.
For
a lot
you.
Of people
that's
have
safety tip.
Have
avoid
a very dim rear blinking lights,
which
they
don't
show up well in
well.
Daylight.
But
they
we're
might
not
show well up in
racing.
Night, they don't show up very well in daylight. And I must say, you know, and I actually bought a new helmet. And the helmet itself has
a blinking rear light on the back
of time, and they are
so.
I urge
you look like an emergency vehicle now.
Say, what? I look like an emergency vehicle.
And how have the cars
been? If they see me before I see them,
how have the cars been?
Amen. Appropriate.
How
have
the cars treating
been?
You?
Yeah.
You should
have
felt bicycles. You should have
well,
blinking lights on
they
front and
go
rear,
around me,
and they should be
and
visible,
when
highly
they can.
Visible.
And
I my vacation place is a series of narrow two-lane
and make sure that your battery
with lots of shadows from trees and all that.
I've left mine
and
rear one.
You really don't see them without
turning off
blinking.
Are they LEDs?
And they're LEDs.
The blinking, the strobe light, the front ones are really.
That is a car key.
Actually, plenty
bright. He is Robin Leach.
It's the rear ones that I want to be. I want to be seen by the cars coming behind me so that they don't run into me trying to avoid a car coming the other way. And that's, they are treating me quite well. But we're not racing along White Hollow Road like they do here in our town. The cars where the bicycles are and all that. And it is fall and it is bicycle time and they are out. So that's probably the best safety tip part. I take it over from Jay's safety tip moment, but that's an appropriate comment, which is you should, if you're a bicyclist, you should have the blinking lights on front and rear, and they should be visible, highly visible in bright daylight conditions as well as at night, of course. And make sure that your batteries are up to speed, because I don't know, you know, I've left mine rear one blinking. I keep forgetting to turn it off at the end of my bicycle trip. They're LEDs, so they'll last a long time.
All right, so that is a car key. He is Robin Leach. He is Jay DeMarkin. This is Car Keys. Baby, you can drive my-